Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those who are happy, can you lift up your hands and say, praise the Lord. I know that we already heard two messages. And this is the third message. Sometimes when a child is fed too much food, you know what happens? Throws up. I hope the food doesn't throw up. This is spiritual food for you. As I was sitting in God's presence, and Brother Anil brought about a question. Who is a real Christian? Adartha Christian. We already heard about that. I believe that the Holy Spirit has got something more to tell to each one of us before we go back to our homes. I prayed about this message, and I believe that this message is from God. So I have a request from all of you for a few minutes. I'm going to stop in correct time. Pastor Andrew has already given me the time. I'm not going to go beyond that. I would like you to totally pay attention to God's word. Because if you do not receive God's word, it's not going to be beneficial in your life. Let it be word, the seeds that is sown in good ground. Nalla nelatha. Ulla vittu pole devathinte valam namukku sweekarikkam. Can we turn our Bibles to the first epistle of Thessalonians? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. My Bible says here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. You became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. This morning the Holy Spirit has given me an inspiration to speak about what is a real church. What is a model church? What is an ideal church that God is looking? Can we close our eyes for a moment? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, you have already spoken to us about who is a real Christian. Now we are going to look into what is a real church. And as we hear your word, I pray that help us to receive your word as if it is coming from you. Lord, this is your word. I am your servant. I am not qualified to speak your word, but I pray that you speak to every heart and every mind tonight, this afternoon. Help us to understand and know if we are coming in line with you, what you desire from our church. Bless us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the church in Jerusalem can be categorized as a mother church from where the church started, and if the church in Antioch can be categorized as a missionary church from where Paul and Barnabas started on a missionary trip, the church in Thessalonica can be categorized as a model church. When Apostle Paul, the background of this church is that this church was established during Apostle Paul's second journey that he went with Silas. The reason he decided to go to Thessalonica, because when we read in Acts chapter 16, he had a dream. Paul had a dream that a man from Macedonia is saying, please help us, please come. And Paul wanted to go to Macedonia. And so with Silas, Apostle Paul crosses from Troas. He goes across the sea and he comes to Thessalonica. Acts chapter 17 verses 1 to 4 speaks about Apostle Paul coming to Thessalonica. It says that on the day of Sabbath, for three Sabbaths he went to the synagogues and he reasoned with the people from the scriptures as he explained and demonstrated that Christ had to suffer and rise again. And it says that some people were persuaded. Many Greeks came to the church in Thessalonica. And hearing the report, Apostle Paul took his pen and started writing this epistle that we now know as the first epistle to the Thessalonians. This was the first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to a particular church. And this was written in AD 51. And as he begins writing this letter, he describes this church as a model church. This is a church that could be taken as a model, and this, what they did, can be used in our church even after 2000 years. So as I am giving you this morning, I want to tell you 5 marks of a model church. If you have a pen and paper, it is good if you can write it down. And with each of them, you can examine our own church and our own activities if we are having that mark of the model of the church. The first mark is that they served God faithfully. They served God faithfully. In chapter 1 and verse number 3, Paul is writing that we remember before God our Father of your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The work that the people were doing was motivated by their faith. Their labor was motivated by their love. And we heard about love in very beautiful terms from the pastor here. Their labor was motivated by their love, and they endured in the midst of the affliction that was motivated by their hope. You know, there are 3 things that are remaining as per 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13, which is faith, hope, and love. And these are the 3 things that motivated the church in Thessalonica to serve God: faith, hope, and love. This church was totally committed and dedicated to serve God faithfully. So the first mark is that our church should serve God faithfully, not anybody else, not a denomination, not some person who is leading, but we should serve God faithfully. The second mark, when you come down to verses 4 and 5, it is that they receive the word of God sincerely. No matter who is speaking from the pulpit, but they would receive the word as if it is coming from God. In verses 4 and 5 it is written, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction." They receive the word as if it is coming from God. And that is one of the things that we saw in the church in Thessalonica. Let me tell you, the maturity of any church is how do you receive the word of God. Many times we sit in the pews and we give mark, or we think about the preacher. We have other thoughts in our mind, but let me tell you, many times it is of God's word that is being preached on the pulpit, and we need to receive it sincerely. When Paul started this church, when he started speaking to the church back in Acts chapter 17 verses 2 and 3, we know that Paul started reasoning with the people. He spoke to them about Christ and they received it. And that continued throughout the church. They were open to the word of God. They were open to the preaching of the good news of Jesus. And they had a love for the scripture. I want to prove this to you. Can you turn to the second chapter in 1 Thessalonians? Chapter 2 and verse number 13. You can see how they received God's word. It says that we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power and with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. In chapter 2 verse 13 it says, we thank God continually because you received the word of God which you heard from us. You accepted it not as a human word but actually as the word of God which is indeed at work who believe. Many times we pray, God, you speak to me. God, you speak to me. I want to hear you. But when we come before a man of God who is speaking the word of God, we close our eyes because we don't want to receive God's word. But let me tell you, God uses inhuman instruments to speak the word to you. So one of the maturities that our church should have is that you should receive the word. Take it and let it sink into your heart. Go back home and continue thinking about it and see if it is working in our lives. Already God has spoken to you about what is meant to be a real Christian. And now God is speaking to us about what is meant by being a real church. We need to be able to receive the word of God. It's a level of receptivity to God's word and the teaching of God's word. Mark number 3. When you come to the 8th verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8, it says here that the Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia but also in every place. The third mark is that they proclaimed the gospel fervently. They were not silent with the good news that they had. Their preaching was not within the four walls of a church. It says the message, it rang out to Macedonia and Achaia and also in every place. You remember Paul's dream where a man from Macedonia said, come and help us. You know, how it happened was that the church in Thessalonica preached and spread the good news even to Macedonia, which is up in the north, and also in Achaia, which is down in the south. Everywhere they went and preached the gospel. The church sent out people who would go and proclaim the good news. They were fulfilling the great commission that Jesus had. That Jesus gave. Let me tell you an honest truth that God has taught me. Our church does not exist for any other reason but to spread the good news. We already heard an earlier message where to be a true Christian is to speak the gospel to other people. To be a true church, we have to spread the gospel and reach people who do not know Christ. Mark number 4, in verse number 8b, the last part it says, they trusted in God totally. Paul says here that your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. For one time, Paul did not have any words to speak because the faith of the people, the church in Thessalonica, was so strong, it became known everywhere. Many times we have faith in a lot of things but not in God. I'm praying that God would give us a faith that we would trust in God. If our church has to grow, we should stop trusting in people, stop trusting in our building, stop trusting in our music team, but we need to trust in God because it is He who will grow up our church. Our faith in God must be strong. And then God will fulfill all His commandments. Because God who starts a good work will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. The fifth mark, the final mark, is in verses 9 and 10. Is that not only they had faith, but they put their faith into practice through holy living. Their lives reflected the faith that they believed. In verse number 9, it tells us they responded to the gospel. They turned to God from serving idols. Verse number 10 says that they were waiting for Jesus to return as He had promised. You know that Jesus is going to come back very soon. But many of us do not are eagerly waiting for Him to come back. Because we have made all our agendas for many years now. But Jesus is going to come back very soon. We have to live a life of Christ, and we have to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. The church in Thessalonica was a model through their exemplary living and their effective witnessing. They conveyed their gospel most by their example and also by their word of mouth. You know, the kids in our school, they have something called show and tell. The teacher tells them, bring something from home, you show and tell about it. And that is the kind of a witnessing that God requires from our life. We cannot only speak, but we have to show it through our lives as well. The people in Thessalonica were showing it through their lifestyle, through the way that they lived. And they could say, like Apostle Paul said, imitate me as I'm imitating Christ. You know, the reason why God has placed us in this land is that we need to be a channel of His blessing among those who do not know Christ. God has shined the light of the gospel. സുവിശേഷത്തിന്റെ ആ വെളിച്ചം ദൈവം നമ്മുടെ ഹൃദയത്തിൽ തന്നത് നമ്മുടെ ഉള്ളിൽ വെച്ച് മറച്ച് വെക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി അല്ല. Let me tell you honest truth. God did not give us the light of the gospel, the treasure in our earthen vessels, just to keep within ourselves. But God wants us to spread that light to the people who are in darkness. We need to reflect about what the reason why we exist. Because we have to reflect the image of Christ to other people. Can we all close our eyes for a moment? This morning, the Holy Spirit has started talking about what is meant to be a real Christian.
Hallelujah.
And towards the end, we heard about the unconditional love that God wants us to show. Love God and love people. The way we love people and the way we love God is by obeying His commandments. The way we love people is reaching out to them, the lost who are dying. Today, we are the light of the world. Our light should shine so other people can see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Can we all close our eyes for a moment? And let me ask you this simple 5 marks that we see in the Thessalonican church. Are we serving God faithfully? Is He the one that we are living for? From morning to night, as we are going outside and working and doing our part, are we thinking if we are living for the world, or are we serving God as His servant? Number 2, are we receiving the word of God sincerely? Or we are just hearers and not doers of the word? Many times when God talks to us, we hear but we do not do what God tells us. Number 3, are we proclaiming the gospel fervently among the people who do not know us? We heard from Brother Anil, it is a difficult task to share the gospel. But this is what God requires from each and every one of us. The reason why you are going to a particular place, a company, an organization, a hospital, a school, a college, is because God wants you to be a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ among the people that you know. Because they are all going to hell without Christ in their lives. They are all in darkness. They have no hope to live. But God has given us the eternal gospel that we will be a reflector before other people. Can you make a decision today? Lord, the life that you are giving me, let me be sincere in proclaiming the gospel without fear. And then do we trust in God totally? Are we trusting in our jobs, in our children? Or are we putting our trust in God? And finally, are we putting our faith into practice by living holy lives? Can we just close our eyes? Can you put your right hand on your heart? Can each of you put your right hand on your heart for a moment? I want you to examine yourself. Don't condemn anybody. The word of God has been bringing out very true. And if we ignore and disregard the word of God, one day God will say, I spoke to you at that time and you ignored my word. Can you make a decision today? Lord, I want to be a Christian. I want to follow after you. I want to be a little Christ. Where before anybody. Can you make a decision today, Lord? Let all those marks be evident in my life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, from the morning till this time, you have been talking to us and speaking to us about so many things, Lord. Help us not to be forgetful hearers, but help us to do your word and do your commandment and be obedient to your word. I pray a blessing over each one of us. Let these seeds continue to produce great harvest in their lives. I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.